What were the events of the day and what did they mean to you? What was the world like during those years?
Well, I have to be a little careful here because I have learned so much about what I believe how the world works since I retired. I've been doing a lot of reading since the 9/11 event. I wanted to know more about why these things are going on. And so as I started to research, it's shaped my opinions, and I'm going to have a little trouble separating this out. But I can say I remember very, very clearly the day John Kennedy was murdered. And I guess for years I went along with what everybody told me happened, but somewhere in my early adulthood I was given some materials, and I've come to the conclusion that what we were told about the murder of John Kennedy was not true. What happened to John Kennedy really was the beginning of the end of innocence for the United States of America. We were usurped by the military-industrial complex, and life it's just accelerated into more war, more turmoil, that kind of stuff. Things that affect all of us at some level, but to me it affects me, I don't say at a personal level so much, but certainly as a significantly at an intellectual level, I see the world differently than I did back in those years when I was growing up. So I remember the shift. And then, of course, television, you brought up television, but we were starting to see things like on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles were presented, even the Doors were presented, and the music of the era started shaping my generation along with the political social events of the time. Along with John Kennedy, of course, then came Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and then I learned later about Malcolm X. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on. And we saw the riots in the cities as civil rights started to explode into the mainstream consciousness. And of course, they say we went to the moon. I'm not a big believer in that story, but that came later too.
Describe where you were and what it was like when John Kennedy was killed.
I was a senior in high school. It was in 1963. I was in my homeroom class. They put the radio on the intercom, and so we all got to hear these events as they unfolded, and of course, everybody was breathless. I don't think I was affected so much at the time of the event. It came later, as my awareness grew. But I remembered, and I remember my mother was down watching television, and I think we did have a TV in the living room, now that I come to think of it. I think that's either where it started or where it ended up. But my mother was downstairs. I was up in my bedroom on the second floor on Sunday morning after the assassination, and I heard her scream, and I went running downstairs, and she had just witnessed Oswald being murdered on national television. And then shortly after that, they had coverage of the funeral procession, John Kennedy, and the whole pomp and circumstance, around the death of the president. And at that point, I just started tuning out. I wasn't something. I was a teenager. I was more interested in, girls and other things. So it wasn't until later that I was affected, but I do remember where I was when it happened. As a side note, George Bush, the father, doesn't remember where he was on the day John Kennedy was killed. I find that very unbelievable.
Was religion, church, faith a part of your growing up years?
To the extent my mother would haul me to church or as a family, we'd go to Sunday service. I went to Sunday school when I was growing up, and I was involved in church activities. I think my Boy Scout troop met in our church basement. So, yeah, I was involved up until the time that I went to college. I really don't go to church. It happens since then. So it hasn't really shaped me, no. Not traditionally.
Did you have any classes or teachers in your whole education that maybe stand out in your mind?
A little fuzzy. I do remember when I was in fourth grade, I had a teacher. Her name was Mrs. Brown, and she was a very attractive. It was one of those classic, I had a little crush on my teacher thing. And she had a little daughter she would bring in once in a while, kind of show and tell, you know, her family. Of course, you know, now I understand when you're a teacher, it's just a job, and, you know, sometimes your family, you know, winds up at your workplace for whatever reason. And I kind of remember that a little bit, but I remember her because of that attraction I had to her. And then I had a teacher that, when I was in junior high, that a woman, and I don't know her name, but she basically scolded me and said that I could do better and that I had the intelligence to do better. And I kind of moved forward at that point. I discovered that I had some innate intelligence, and I had I started to develop an interest in math and science. I think she really helped me a lot to take on the task of educating myself. High school, not so much. Not in a real positive way do I remember. I remember, you know, some of my teachers, but for the most part, it was pretty boring for me. Sitting at school and just waiting for the bell to ring so we can get on with our lives. Pretty typical, I guess.
Did you have chores as a child?
Yeah, I suppose I did. Keep my room picked up, mow the lawn, things like that. I did have a little job when I was in later years in grade school. I mowed a neighbor's lawn, an older lady that couldn't do it, so I went over and sort of by the urging of my mother to go and spend time on this person's lawn. And I had a paper route for a brief period of time. So I'm sure I was, you know, required to do things around the house, and I'm sure I rebelled against it every step of the way.
What about jobs in high school? Did you have any jobs?
My first job was when I was 16. I went to work for the local Coca-Cola bottling plant, and it was a summer job. And I did that for 2 years, and then part-time on a third year. And then when I turned 18, I was old enough to go to work in the paper mill as a part-time employee, basically summer help. And I'm sure my father's position in the mill helped me get into a job. But, yeah, that was between the Coca-Cola bottling plant and the experience working the paper mill. That's what I did up until the time that I actually joined the Navy. Even the 2 years I spent in college, I would come home and go to work Christmas break. I remember, you know, just a couple weeks working as a janitor, I think, at one point. Oh, boy, I haven't thought about this stuff in a long time. But, yeah, I started working pretty early on, and it occurs to me now that, again, that's all part of the learning process, and I developed a strong work ethic through that experience, and which basically served me for the rest of my life. Because I was a blue-collar type person, having a strong work ethic and being, you know, highly dependable certainly served me very well.
What did you do with the money that you earned?
You really want to know? I probably drank it up. Drank a lot of beer back in those days.
In high school?
Oh, yeah. Drinking age was 18, if you remember. back then when I was in high school. Drinking age was 18, and of course I started with my friends when I was 16 or 17. So, yeah, I think every set that I could get my hands on went into, you know, buying cigarettes or beer, pretty much.